9:27 for Double C. Well, Queenslanders, we've only got until the 17th of December to make sure that we're fully protected of COVID, or we could be risk being banned by businesses from attending their venues. So we have our Police Minister, Mark Ryan, joining us this morning. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Hammo. Good morning to your listeners.
Now, I spoke to Sergeant Wayne Butcher yesterday in regards to this just a little bit. We really need to get this rolling out, don't we?
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's for the health of the individual, but it's also for the health of our community. But can I put it this way as well? Central Queensland, and particularly Gladstone, are actually running pretty slow when it comes to vaccinations. You know, if this is a race, and it should be a race, Gladstone doesn't want to come last. Like, for heaven's sakes, you're being beaten by Rocky. Everyone in Gladstone needs to get out there and get the vaccine, not only for your own health, but to also make sure we get across the line. Yeah. This is what it is, a race, and we've got to get running.
I had to throw that in there about Rockhampton beating us, because there is a rivalry between the two towns, that's for sure. And to our Rocky listeners, they'd be sitting back smiling right now and say, come and get us, Gladstone, come on.
Well, Rocky's got a chance here to sprint ahead as well, but you know, everyone needs to get out there, get vaccinated for your own health, but also for our economy, for jobs, for businesses. The faster we get vaccinated, the faster we can get back to what we call this new normal.
Now, what if Queenslanders don't get vaccinated? We do have the risk of being banned by businesses from attending the venues. It doesn't seem fair to some people.
Well, it is going to be an individual decision for those venues. So it's all about managing risk. So venues that are going to be vaccinated-only venues will be able to have fewer restrictions. And in fact, once the economy reaches, you know, 80% vaccinated, 90% vaccinated, they can probably actually operate without any restrictions at all. Right. But those venues which will be, you know, unvaccinated venues, or, you know, a mixture of vaccinated and unvaccinated, then to manage risk, they're going to have some restrictions imposed. Now, it is going to be an individual decision, but, you know, if you're a pub or a club or a restaurant, you're going to make a commercial decision about how many people you can have in your restaurant. And if you want to have more people in your restaurant or your pub and club, you might want to make the decision to be vaccinated. So for those people out there who are unvaccinated, you do run the risk that there will be some businesses, you know, it's their personal choice, that will make a decision to say, we want to be a vaccinated-only venue so we can have more customers and, you know, more jobs and better activity in the economy.
Idea. How will that happen? How are we going about policing this?
Well, I think everyone acknowledges that the police have done a pretty good job over the last 18 months with enforcing COVID restrictions. So it's all about communication and compliance. Police have been to date and will continue to be doing random checks on businesses and other parts of our community to make sure that there's compliance. But there's also the opportunity for people to report instances of non-compliance. Mm-hmm. And once police receive those reports, they'll be followed up. And if someone's doing the wrong thing, bearing in mind doing the wrong thing can have pretty severe consequences when it comes to the spread of COVID, police will take action.
Now, I've had both my shots. If I walk into a venue that is putting this law into place, how do I prove to them I've had both of my COVID shots?
Yeah, well, a lot of people have got it already on their phones, where you've got the green tick from the, you know, the MyGov, the Medicare app.
Yes.
So I imagine a lot of venues will be saying, well, show us the green tick, show us that you've got the double dose, and if that business has chosen to be a vaccination-only business, that should satisfy them that you've done the right thing.
All right, so we're talking about the COVID Safe app with the green tick?
Yeah, well, there's a number of things that obviously can show that you're fully vaccinated. I've got it on my phone where, you know, I think I've connected it up through MyGov and Medicare, and that then gives me the green tick on my phone that I can just flash to show to people that I've been vaccinated.
All right. Here we go. It's easy as that. So we're encouraging Queenslanders, get vaccinated, fully vaccinated by the 17th of December, and let's get the state going, eh?
Yeah, let's go. And, you know, if anything, let's try and beat Rocky, hey?
Yeah, we need to do that. Mark, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good on you, Hemo. All the best, mate.
4CC, Minister Mark Ryan, keeping us up to date about the big push for all Queenslanders to be fully vaccinated by the 17th of December. 4CC. Thanks, Mark.